right, Dean, we've just gone through the whole Terminator series here. We've got 6 films, a couple of bangers in there, a couple of okay films. What do you think of the Terminator series in general?
I'm very bullish on it, Hendo.
Bullish?
Bullish means Ooh, positive.
That's good then.
I feel like this is the sort of series you really want to take, you know, the bull by the horns.
Wait, what's with all the bull talk?
I don't know. I think it's a great series. I really do. Obviously, there is clear distinction between 1 and 2 versus the rest, but I don't think the rest are bad films. I think every single one of them is watchable, and there is something to, you know, find enjoyment from all of them.
See, I have half of these films as a not recommend, but they are the slightest of not recommends. Like, there is enjoyment to be found in moments in all of these films. It's definitely not the worst series overall. It obviously takes a dip, but I can see why people would enjoy watching this series as a whole. And that being said, we've got our 6 films here that we're going to put into rankings. Dean, out of these films, what is your number 6?
My least favorite, and one which I would not recommend, is Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. For me, this is just, obviously, it's the biggest drop-off between films. You know, how do you follow T2? Not with this. It's garbage. I don't like the Terminator. I think the plot's stupid. Nick Stahl and Claire Danes are quite annoying as well.
All right. I had to think about this one. I think this was the toughest one to put. Who's going to be the worst of these films? There's obviously 3 in contention here. I am actually going to put Terminator Genesis as my number 6.
Really? I thought you were quite high on Genesis.
I was quite high on the first half. The second half is just so deplorable. It really can't save it. It's so bad. Like, we've already heard it. Like, the second half is atrocious. It can't. The first half cannot keep up. The first half can't hold up the back half for me. So I think overall, in terms of a full movie, I'm going to put Genesis as my number 6.
All right. Well, my number 5 is Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
And I like Terminator Salvation.
I was gonna say, I thought that was going to be a little bit higher.
No. I've given it some thought, and I like the fresh take.
Yeah.
I really like Christian Bale, but the whole Sam Worthington of it all sucks. Helena Bonham Carter is annoying.
I mean, she's in it for a second.
I know, and she's so memorable, though. That's not a good thing. But honestly, my biggest issue is how drab and dreary this film is. But the action's really good.
Do you like your Terminator films upbeat and happy?
Yeah, not happy, but colourful would be nice.
Colourful? You want a nice, colourful Terminator film where they're running around in fields and admiring the flowers.
Yes.
Or the drapes.
Yeah. Butterflies and polka dots is what I want. and this film didn't give me that. But I do still like this film.
Yep.
Number 5 for me.
Okay, number 5 for me. I think this is where I'm going to put Terminator 3. I like the Terminator that Arnie portrays here. It's a lot different to the one you get from pretty much all the other Terminators. But yeah, the Nick Stahl, Claire Danes character are really piss poor. Good action piece at the start, but the rest of the action's pretty lackluster. The CGI that they tried to swindle here into 2003 really doesn't work too well. I like how it ends, but the middle plot points and that really just don't work for me. So that is my number 5.
All right. My number 4 is Terminator Genesis.
Genesis.
Yeah.
How good is that first half?
Oh, that first half is so good. So good, in fact, that it holds up the back half of it, Hendo.
To a degree.
Yes, to a degree. And that degree is enough for me. It obviously has its issues, but I got so much joy from watching this colourful Terminator film.
Colourful. It's very... What colour? Is it blue? Lots of blue lasers and lights.
Sure, there's greens in there somewhere.
I don't think there's any green.
There's fields. It could be fields.
It's quite a dark film in the end.
No, I like it. It's fun. Again, I'm much more accepting of the impossible plot holes that this film has.
Oh, any of the plot hole time travel stuff in any of these films, I'm not even addressing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that's my number 4. What about you, Hendo?
My number 4 is Terminator Dark Fate.
Okay.
Yeah. Decent action at some points. Arnie's good. I don't mind Linda Hamilton, but I did drop this. I think this is the only film that I did drop on this rewatch from a 3 to a 2.5. I feel like there was a lot of stuff that was really lackluster, and yeah, I wouldn't be rushing to see this one again.
All right. My number 3 is...
I mean, I think our number 3s are the only one of these.
Yeah, it has to be. Obviously, I've got Dark Fate at number 3.
Yep.
I like this film. Yeah. Well, it's not heaps better than Genesis.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's around that mark. Gets the same star rating. But yeah, I would take this one over the other one. Arnie's great in this.
You love Arnie in Dark Fate. All right, my number three was, surprisingly, I didn't think before we did this franchise that I was going to put this as my number three, but it's Terminator Salvation. Genuinely surprised at how much it did hold up. I think the drab nature of it, the only one of these films that deviates from the whole time travel, you know, go back in time to kill a certain person. I like the freshness of that. Yeah, it's dark and drab, but that is the world. It's like, it's a post-apocalyptic world. I don't expect to have nice friendly colors and a nice happy attitude. That's not what this film's about. Christian Bale is really good in it. Agree, Sam Worthington is god awful and frustratingly bad. I like Anton Yelchin portraying Kyle Reese. He really gives the Michael Biehn attitude. Really makes it believe that he is the young Michael Biehn in this film. And the final Terminator fight at the end with the fake Arnie works well for me. So, yeah, pretty surprised that this turned out to be my number three of the franchise. But of course, this was always going to be our top two. It was never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
Even before the franchise we got into.
Yes. And I am definitely in the boat that Terminator 1 is the inferior of the first two.
Yes, I agree completely there. That being said...
However, Terminator 1 is fucking amazing.
Yes. They are both fucking incredible.
Nah, they are... Yeah. And obviously, yeah, Terminator 2 is number one. So,
yeah.
Both these films are phenomenal. And they're so different. I love how different these films are to each other.
Yeah. The very dark horror aspect of the Terminator works incredibly well for that guerrilla style early 80s film that is, compared to the very highly polished, insanely high budget CGI action and adventure
that holds up. It still looks incredible. So good.
It smashes so many of these films that come out of the water. It's the craft that Cameron puts into both of these films. Like back in 84 when he's just starting out as a director and he makes the Terminator on a very low budget. It's very effective. But for me, Terminator 2 has always stood out to me as one of my favorite films of all time. Watched it countless amount of times. Copied it off, taped it off of TV on a video cassette and watched it on repeat until I got the DVD with the special edition DVD that had all the extended things. Do you ever get that two-disc DVD where the second disc was just loaded?
Yeah, I got heaps, but your thing didn't have everything because you hadn't seen the scene where the T-1000 goes through the bedroom.
I had seen that. I just didn't watch it when we did the breakdown.
Well, you should have because it was fantastic.
Oh, no, I saw it again. I found that footage. Yeah, without a doubt, Terminator 2 is the best of the franchise. But Terminator, yeah, pretty damn close.
Fair enough, Hendo. Fair enough.
And that is our Terminator rankings. Be interesting to get to our rankings for the James Bond films at the end of that. Oh, you know we're doing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, keep tabs on that, Dean. Don't whip out the movies at the end of the 26th period and we've got to put these in order now.
Jesus.
Make the list as you go.
Yeah, I really should.
Yeah, please do. And that's it. Terminator is done. It's done and dusted. We're not going to travel back in time to rewrite any wrongs here. We're moving on. Don't eye roll me. That was all right.
That was terrible.
We're on to James Bond now. I hope you all enjoy 26 weeks of James Bond. 27 weeks, actually, because we've got to talk about No Time to Die when that comes out. But as usual, thank you all patrons for your awesome patronage. We really appreciate everything you do for us. We'll see you next time for Dr. No.
Bye.